step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You're listening to The Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? I am Sean Mulroney. That's right. Follow me on all of my social media at I am Sean Mulroney. And please don't disappoint me. Follow me, and I'll even follow you back. And we will follow to the other brick road. Dun, 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 dun. I'm sorry. I had to do that. But anyhow, I just want to tell you thank you, everybody. What a powerful episode we had last week with my man Tom Hardy. I hope you enjoyed that. You're going to enjoy part two with him. It's just great. I mean, I'm so excited. I don't want to keep you long for this intro, but I just want to, you know, make a few announcements. Of course, you know what the Obesity Revolution is all about. We have the support group, which all of it's in the show notes, the Obesity Revolution VIP program at theobesityrevolution.com. Our social media is all there. So follow us. You need help, you reach out to us. We'll get you the help that you need. I promise you from the bottom of my heart, we got this. We know how to do this, and we're going to get there. I mean, I promise you. And it's all about the small steps. And it's all about, you know, getting your mind in shape, and everything else will fall in place. I promise you that. But before we get into this episode, part two of with Tom Hardy, I just want to, you know, give a shout out to our sponsor, Mike Young, the Makeover Master. I'm going to tell you what. If you need a makeover in business, in anything that you need as far as, you know, getting your thoughts and everything together, he has the tools, you know, websites, everything that he can do. Graphics, he's just awesome. But I can't say enough, you know, good things about Mike. He's really helped me out tremendously. And, you know, I'm so much more, you know, people that struggle with obesity, we're so much more than our weight loss. We value that. And Mike Young does that, and he's helped me. And the makeovermaster.com, all of his websites in the show notes. But him being our sponsor, he has let me to give everybody out there, it'll be right in the show notes, is his foundations course. I went through this course, and it changed my life. It helped me to understand, you know, better business, better training, better mindset, better structure, you know, what to do all the way through it. But that foundation course is in there. It's normally $997. Guess what? Anybody that clicks on that link and goes there, you get it absolutely free, no strings attached, all because he's a sponsor to get that out there. I want you to take advantage of it. Listen, if you're starting a business, if you're coming out of a business, you don't know what to do, you know, this will help you from being not being a wantrepreneur to being an entrepreneur, I promise you. And it's no, you know, tricks and gimmicks, because they don't work. It's painstaking, and anybody wants to just, you know, get quick, you know, get rich quick, it doesn't work. And Mike will totally get rid of that. But anyways, that deal is there, the $997 deal. It will change your life like it did mine. And I can't help but say enough, Mike, if you're listening to this episode, you are the man. And thanks, you know, for having my back, and thanks for changing my life. And he's a game changer. So get that course, the $997 foundation course. You won't be sorry. I promise you. Totally free, no cost. We'll go through it, the whole course. You'll love it, I promise you. But anyhow, I'm going to get into this next episode. And here it is. Tom, on part one, I asked him at the end of part one, I said, Tom, I said, tell me about relationships, whether with your marriage and stuff like that, because, you know, he hated himself because of his past. You know, the weight of the world and the past came to creep up on him. And so what he did is he ended up even in relationships. He wanted to please everybody, but nobody was there for him. And I asked him, I said, do you feel that your relationships, and if you can explain that, what was that hindrance to you to where it got you where you're at? So let's get into the next episode, part two of The Man, The Myth, The Legend, Tom Hardy. Here we go.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, you know, the first thing is when you have something like obesity in your life, you automatically, because of the relationships you've had and where you've been let down or people have left, or they've told you you're the reason that you let them down, the walls go way up. So anytime there's a relationship, you feel like, okay, you don't want to let yourself be open with this person, because as soon as they know everything about you, they're not going to want to be around you anyway. So it's like a game.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, I mean, I remember in one of my relationships, I was actually told, well, you're still fat. And I'm thinking to myself, right, okay, you expected that to change. And I guess that, you know, whenever I was fat before we started in this relationship, I mean,
yeah,
I've been fat for 50 years. You're expecting me to fix this. And
yes,
I mean, I actually had one of my wives. I have been married 3 times and divorced 3 times.
Sorry to hear
I
that.
I had one of my, oh, that's okay. It is what it is. You learn from these things.
But you got into these relationships because you wanted to feel accepted, and they didn't accept you for who you really were. Was.
Well, and all three of my ex-wives were heavy as well. So I felt like...
But you were a different level of fat, so...
Yeah, well, not always, but I always felt like I had more physical issues.
But it's a shame, though, that whenever a fat person judges another fat person because their level's better, you know, we always... You know, it's like that different level. Well, okay, when I was like Fred Flintstone, or whenever I became like Fat Albert, you know, man, I don't want to get like, you know, the skipper off of Gilligan. I don't want to get like Fred Flintstone. I don't want to get like Fat Albert. Whenever I got there, it's them different levels of fatness that we judge each other on, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, you know, whenever I got married, because my background was Christian radio and TV, I was in it for 25 years.
And by the way, Tom Hardy is very good voiceover. Anybody listening to this and broadcaster, he needs to get back to that. That's what we're aiming for, is that Tom needs to get back. And even my first radio show, Tom did our introduction for Reality Check and helped me out tremendously. So anyways, go ahead, Tom, on that. So you've
always been worth it to me, Sean.
You've always been worth it to me too, Tom. So I know you have, and you've invested and helped me
and
a
I
lot.
I say that weighing those words. I don't just throw those words
no,
at you.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't, brother. We're brothers, no doubt. But,
and that's true. Brothers from another mother. Man,
that's
another
right.
Brother, father, mother, sister,
mister
whatever.
From another sister.
But at any rate.
Sister, yeah. Mister.
But no, but it's true. And here's the thing. Marriage is a commitment.
Yes, it is.
That you say it's through sickness and health.
Yeah.
You know, for rich or poor.
Until death do us part. Yes.
One or two of these people actually thought that I was going to be the next, I don't know, super mega preacher or something like that. And they were going to be in the money and I was going to be able to take care of them. But when you get involved in Christian radio and TV, the first thing I'm going to tell you is you don't do it for the money.
Yeah, right, right. You can't.
If you're doing it for the money, you're in the wrong field.
Yeah.
So, and you know, the expectations they had were higher than what I was able to fulfill. And I was working and hurting and going through my process, not just physically, but mentally. And nobody understood. I felt like I was in this shell. Nope. And everybody just felt like, well, it must go hand in hand with his obesity. He's just weak. He's weak-minded. Yeah. Once again, like I said, get it. He doesn't get it.
Yeah. You're weak.
You hear that enough, you start to think, well, maybe I don't.
Well, you
get
do.
It,
well, yeah, yeah. You're like you. But that's to say, we don't even know what we don't get, but we don't get it.
Right.
Yeah. That's so true. I mean, that's profound. You know, and it stinks because, like, what don't I get? You're questioning. Well, what is it that I have to get? And then you're thinking, no, I really don't get it, but I don't know what I have to get.
Well, I've been very open. I mean, you've seen on my Facebook, I've shared how many times I've been on diets.
Yes.
I have more before and after pictures than share. You know?
That's so funny, dude.
But it's true. And I've lost weight. I mean, I've got, I don't know how many Weight Watchers bears. And then that's one, you got the bears, you know, you lose 60, 70, 80 pounds, they send you a bear.
Yeah, well,
I got the Nutrisystem. Nutrisystem, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not trying to slam anybody, but that stuff tasted like cardboard after a while.
Well, you need to try that Metafast. Metafast feels like, you add water to cardboard. And it was the grossest thing I have ever eaten. I'm talking, I don't, you know, you're like anything, and you're like going, dreading eating? Come on now.
Why couldn't you stick to that?
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Why couldn't you stick to that? Like, I don't know.
Well,
I have no idea.
Well, speaking of that, like you said about, I mean, I lost my train of thought. There was something that you said that really, really stuck out to me. I can't even think of it now because you said something, man. What was it? What the heck? Why can't so? You said, man. What did you say? You said
we're getting old, Sean. That's what it
brother,
is. The train.
I mean,
the trains come, the trains go. We just get on board when we get a chance.
Or if we can fit. That's the thing, that's man. Right. It's like, but those, you know, before and after. That's what I was thinking of. Is that you
don't
know,
even talk public transportation. But go ahead.
I know.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, we should have signed up for TOPS. You ever hear of TOPS?
No, what's that?
It's taking off pounds sensibly, you know, TOPS, right?
Oh, I never heard of
that.
But
what I did is I changed it to two obese people starving.
That's what ends up happening. They're like, well, why can't you stay? Why can't you stay on this?
Because
it's
not sustainable, you jackass. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You're like, jackass. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
and there really is a prejudice because, and when we were talking about before, because, like, okay, you want to go to a ball game. You know, I'm a Pirates fan. God bless me for it.
Well, they're my second team, but
they're over for the century.
But I'm still, they haven't done anything since '89. You know what I'm saying? So,
you can't fit in any of the chairs.
No. Yeah, but
or you're going to crowd everybody else.
Not even with butter. You know what I'm saying? We can't even put butter on our sides.
Well, maybe with butter. I don't know.
No, I tried that, and just like I squirmed right out of it and fell on the floor.
Little Crisco.
Yeah, well, they wanted to put me into the fryer. You know, back in the concession stand.
Oh, real hot day. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. People, yeah. They're
you wonder why people are going and getting fries.
Yeah. Sell me by the pound, man. There it is. There's a point. You know, pork roast right there. But no, you're right.
It's the same way. Like a plane. If I want to get a plane ride. I had to go two tickets. You get two seats, and they never give you those two seats.
No.
Because they always run low on seats, and they end up sitting somebody next to you anyway. And you're both miserable the entire
Terribly
ride.
Terribly miserable. And then they got to
give
you an extender.
And so me being the guy I am, I put my butt out in the aisle, so I get smacked by the cart. That's just me.
And then the steward is smacking you, slapping your bum. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. You're like, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Oh, yeah.
Tom, that's the thing, is that everything that we've been through, which is, you know, so, you know, funny, but, you know, to mock it is to manage it. You know, we have to, you know, laugh at it. But you said some tremendous, you know, truths here, to where even in your relationships, to where they dove out because you weren't what they anticipated you to be, is what it sums up to, right?
Well, and they act like you're not a man because you can't do certain things.
She says, see, and that's emasculating. You know what I'm saying? You just, like, you can't.
Literally.
You know, it's like, I can't do this. And then you start, how could you not think and have those thoughts in your head to think, well, I don't get it. I don't know what I don't get, but I really don't get it. And I'm really not here. And I'm haunted by my past. You know, my past is, you know, always creeping up on me. Somebody's saying something negative. I'm saying something that now I'm believing it. Now, where did I get this from? And you go all the way down to this, to where the pain that you have, and then even, you know, you losing employment as a result of it, correct? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, it's been a battle because I've worked far beyond what a lot of doctors have told me, you know, you need to go on disability, but I've tried not to do that because I feel like I still have something left, you know?
Yeah.
And I've been working in a field that has nothing to do with my gifting, but I'm thankful for it because it was a job. And it was a decent paying job at a decent place. It's just that I've had a hard time getting there over the last couple of years. So I've had to take FMLA time.
But you have lymphedema, but you have a torn meniscus too.
I have a torn meniscus in my left knee, which sometimes people can get along pretty good with a torn meniscus. But in my case, the way it's torn.
Weight and lymphedema, yes.
And the weight and the lymphedema, I have days where I can barely walk.
Yeah.
And the more I walk. See, that's what people don't understand either, because in the current situation I'm in, you know, somebody will say, well, you just need to get up and keep moving. But what they don't understand is the more I move, yes, I need to move, don't get me wrong, but if I move too much at one time, the worse that knee gets, the harder it is for me to walk.
Right.
And they don't understand that pain. I go to sit in a car and I can't lift my leg. Because my pain hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Trying to get that leg lifted up and put in the car is nearly impossible.
Yeah.
But I always find a way. If there's a way I can get those muscles to work, I make them work. And I feel like, okay, I'm at the end of my rope, but what they don't understand is that you're at the end of the rope. They think you've still got more.
Yeah.
And it's hard to make them understand where you're at. It's okay to push someone. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
We all need to be pushed. We all need to be motivated, but you have to understand when somebody truly is at the end of what they've got and respect that. And if you can't respect that, that's where you end up having the problems. And that's what happened with my marriages, because I could not function the way, obviously, you know, there was no sex because of the problem that I had. There was also no, this is PG-13 now, because I mentioned the SEX word. But there was none of that, obviously, and there was none of that in my third marriage at all. And she insisted that was my fault. I mean, she saved this journal that she found from my first marriage where I had a problem, but it wasn't the same problem. Insisted that it was the same problem, and I knew that it was happening when I did. Because I didn't even know I had lymphedema at that point.
Right.
All I knew is I was swelling, and I didn't understand why. And the doctors just kept telling me it was because I was fat.
Mm-hmm.
And she insisted I knew, so that was what she used as an excuse to leave, because she claimed I lied to her all those years, which I did not. But once that somebody's made up their mind, it don't matter what you say.
You can't convince them.
It's done. And
no.
She just wanted out, and she got out. And I think there's a lot of other things there. And I'm not here to bash anybody. I forgive these people, you know, and I wish them well. I don't wish anybody bad times. But it's one of those things where I didn't get a fair trial. I didn't get my fair say, and it was just done.
Wow.
So,
but speaking of forgiveness, have you ever forgiven yourself?
That's the hardest person to forgive.
Have you accepted yourself, and have you learned to love yourself at all?
I feel like I'm still in that process.
Okay.
I have days where I do feel like I, speaking of getting it, I feel like days where I do get it. And then I feel like there are days where even I feel like I'm a failure, and I'm just, and that's part of anxiety and depression. Yeah. And you got to recognize when you start feeling that way and try to redirect yourself.
And do you have you got your mental health in operation? Are you treating your mental health at all, or
trying?
I mean, is there things that you've been diagnosed with as a result of everything that you've been through?
My personal belief is that, okay, the anti-anxiety medications and things like that, they work for some people.
Right.
But I've been on them, and they have a lot of side effects.
Yeah.
And for me, they weren't doing enough to make up the difference of the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So I go see a therapist, and I pray, and I spend a lot of time on my knees before God, and I've been trying to do a lot of relationship time with him. And now I believe God's directed me again in your path for a reason. I think everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything's coincidence. I think God puts you places where you need to be.
Yes.
And I think that learning and knowledge is more important than anything.
It is, Tom. It is.
And just figuring out why I am the way I am will help me push forward and get past it. Now, if I die fat, I die fat. See, that's always been something that scared me.
Yeah.
That if I died obese, then everybody's always going to think I was just a failure.
Yeah.
And wow. I hate that.
Yeah.
I always want, if you would have asked me in high school, I would have told you I would have been married by now. I would have had several kids. They would have probably been graduating college by now. And I would have been further along in my career. But I can't tell you how many times the obesity has held me back in my career.
Yeah. Yeah.
It kept me from moving forward. And I know part of that is me. Not all of that is the weight. Part of that is the mental block that I have on myself where I didn't stand up for myself, or I didn't, or I just accepted my fate a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, okay, well, this is another roadblock. I can't do it because I'm fat. And instead of fighting for it, I just moved on.
Yeah. 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 Well, the thing is, we had an incredible conversation in our tour VIP meeting, which anybody wants to go there, just go to theobesityrevolution.com. You know, sign up for that. We have a weekly meeting every week, support group meeting. And last night, we had a pretty incredible conversation with all of us that were in there, and especially about genetics.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts, I mean, on genetics playing in with obesity? I mean, we discussed a little bit last night, but I want other people to hear that.
Well, let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
The Hardy reunion's coming up.
Yeah.
July 10th.
Okay.
And we used to have it at the park up in Moraine.
Yeah, Moraine State Park.
And there were a lot of pavilions, and everybody would say, well, how are you going to know which pavilion to go to? I'd always say, you just find the biggest butts, and you will find the Hardy reunion. And it was true every time. A lot of people in my family struggle with obesity. So there's no mystery there. Of course it's genetic. It doesn't take rocket science to see that.
Right.
You know, like everything else is genetic.
Correct.
That is there's definitely a genetic tie.
Right.
I can sit here and watch somebody eat a whole bag full of candy and not gain a pound. I eat two or three pieces of that candy, and I'm, like, miserable because I'm like, oh, I'm not going to lose weight doing this.
Yeah, we punish ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's people that hit the genetic lottery, right? And they can eat whatever they want to and never gain a pound, but they're praised. We're punished, they're praised.
Well, the friend I live with now, I mean, she could eat whatever she wanted. It wouldn't matter. She does not gain weight no matter what.
See?
Me, I look at something and I'm just like, well, if I eat like half of that,
I'm
in trouble.
Right, right. Well, see, and that's just, I mean, but nobody understands. I mean, it's just bottom line. Is
well,
that
it's a double-edged sword. I have to worry about whether I'm going to gain fat or I'm going to gain water.
Right. because there's different, you know, for lymphedema, carbs, you know, especially, you know, simple carbs are an enemy to us, you know, because as soon as they do that, we get an allergy and all of a sudden it shuts down our lymphatic system and it doesn't work properly. And then it flares up. And then what are you going to do? You're going to have inflammation, which why do you have a lymphatic system? Because that's your built-in fire department to squirt on wherever you have inflammation. And of course, we're going to have water. And by the way, lymphedema, to everybody knows, I say this all the time, it's a thick sludge, fibrous, you know, fluid. It's like sludge. It's like, you know, having a pond in your backyard that doesn't move, that's stagnant, and it becomes like a jelly type thing. And then eventually, long before you know it, it becomes like a petrified, you know, mass, which that's what Tom and I both have. And people don't understand it. And you know what? I'm tired of people shaming us and what, you know, Tom's been through, especially, you know, through the fat shaming from even family members. Listen to me. If you're a family member and you have somebody that's obese, quit trying to change them. Please. Quit trying to change us. Just love us because we have red blood running through our veins and we're human beings.
Right.
So, Tom, here's the thing. Final thought. Okay. I want a final thought from you to everybody. And I want a challenge to everybody out there from what you've been through. And it's enough. Everybody that enjoyed this, you know, I know everybody's going to love this. There's no doubt about it. But what is your final thought as we come in and land this plane? And what is a great challenge to anybody that's been through, you know, from family, you know, doing something from, you know, your suicide, which breaks my heart dearly, failed, you know, relationships that you, everybody would call that, but everything, the onus was on you because listen to me, it takes two to tango. So we know that it was, you already said that it's not just, it wasn't just their fault. You admitted your wrongdoing, but I can't stand when people don't admit their wrongdoing. And I think that's why relationships go bad is because somebody thinks that they're superior and that they're not doing anything bad or treating that person any wrong. But my thing through all these things, you know, through your childhood, through your marriages, through, you know, your mom, what she did. And I know you just lost your dear mother, which you love her and you treated her like gold. And the thing is you've been through that and no acceptance in the family. From all of that, what's your final thought? Say that and then give every one of us a challenge that we can go away from here and say, okay, I'm ready to do this.
Sure. My final thought would be this. When you're with someone who is overweight or you're dealing with somebody that's obese, not every conversation needs to be about that. I think more often than not, whenever I'm with my family members, everybody always wants to talk about my weight. I can't go through a meal. You can't go through anything without it always coming back to your weight. I haven't forgotten. I have mirrors. I look and I see. I got to put on my pants every day. I got to look at myself in the shower. It's not like I forgot that I'm overweight. You don't have to remind me all the time.
That's so good, bro.
So, I mean, that really is.
We know. We don't need to be reminded what you're saying.
Right. They're always, I mean, it's just, it doesn't have to be the topic of every conversation. Just let's talk about the Pirates. I mean, they stink. Don't get me wrong. But let's talk about the Steelers. Let's talk about something else other than that. Because it's not like I'm going to forget that.
Let's talk about radio. Let's talk about something that I can, you know, get into. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about life. You know, don't talk and remind me every time that I'm a fat, lazy, disgusting pig. Right?
So my thought would be compassion. Learn compassion. Learn empathy.
Yes.
Learn how to put yourself in another person's shoes.
Love
it. Unless you've actually been through what they've been through, you don't have a right to judge them.
And
you
shut
just
up.
Don't.
Just
so
shut up.
So you need to keep your mouth shut.
Shut. Amen.
And the other thing we need to learn to do is to be just a little more compassionate towards people in the sense, yes, they're going through something. If they want to come to you and talk about it, that's one thing. Don't make it an everyday topic. Don't make it an every conversation topic. But also treat them with respect. Treat them like they're just like you, like they're just another person who would want to be treated with that type of respect. If you can't do that and grow past that, it's probably not going to work. Because, you know, all there's going to be is that contention. You know, and people want, especially when it comes to family, they want to look forward to seeing their family. They want to look forward to being around the family, and they want to be accepted like they're part of family. But if you're not accepted and you feel like you're not accepted, that's a really hard thing to go through.
Wow, Tom. Well, you know, speaking of that, I used
to... my challenge.
So your challenge, sum it up real quick in one statement.
Accept people for who they are and love them.
Wow.
We're not here to change people anyway. That's God's job.
Wow, we try
accept
to do God's job.
Accept people for who they are, love them and care about them. And, like, see the good in them. Enjoy that, because there's good in everybody. Enjoy that part of them. Don't sit there in judgment and try to find every little thing about them that you don't like and bring that up.
Wow.
That goes for everything, not just obesity.
Well, you know, that's a great challenge, Tom. I thank you, and that's awesome final thoughts and everything. You know, I was, speaking of family, I would go to, like, family, you know, get-togethers. You know, we'd go with our families, whatever. I used to have, you know, she was like an aunt some way to me, and she would go there, and she would come to me, and the reason why she sat by me is because she wanted to see how much I was eating.
Oh, my.
Yes. It was like, you know, you're going to have, you know, she just kept on looking at me. Every time I take a bite, she would look at me.
Yeah.
Every time I'd go and get something else, she would look at me. And it was just, you know, what the heck? Like, I was some kind of, you know, sideshow, you know, or some kind of, you know, zoo. I felt like, you know, an elephant on display. And it's just a shame. You know, why does that have to happen, Tom?
People automatically assume they're better than them because they're not abused.
Right.
So they feel like they are entitled to be able to share their opinion and tell them that they're not as good as them because they struggle with weight.
Yes.
Don't.
Well,
it's
this
not
is
cool. No, it's what happens.
It is what's happened. Well, Tom, thank you, brother. Thanks for being my friend and my brother. And thank you for being on this episode. And I love you, man. I do. Thank you for being vulnerable.
Love you, too.
And sharing this. But on behalf of me and the whole Obesity Revolution team, you know, Tom Hardy, we invite you. Listen, join our free group on Facebook. It's all in the show notes. Not only that, to join the show notes and find the Obesity Revolution support group, but go to the website. You know, go to theobesityrevolution.com. You know, sign up for our VIP program if you're ready. But there's lots of free resources on our website. And by the way, my book is out. And if you do me a big favor, right now it's for 99 cents. You go to Amazon, put in the Obesity, the link will be in the show notes too of this episode also as well. And you go there, go to that link in Amazon, Becoming Larger Than Life, Addressing the Elephant in the Room, is out right now. And it's for 99 cents for a limited time. And all I ask you to do is go there, purchase the book for 99 cents, and leave a review. Read the book, leave me a review. I don't care, even good, right, wrong. If you don't like it, tell me the truth. But it's my whole life of how I got to where I'm at. And it's out now. I'm excited. I mean, it's out, and I'm ready to go. But for a limited time, it's 99 cents, and that's nothing. But I ask you, if you buy it for that, to leave a review. And like I said, you got this. And you really are the best part of the Obesity Revolution. Because you know what? We can make it, whatever you're haunted by, your past, you know what I'm saying, through relationships, just like Tom was going through all that he's gone through. You can get through this. And have compassion, like Tom challenged you. Have compassion, you know what I'm saying? Learn to love people and accept people for where they're at, because we're people. We have red blood coursing through our veins, and you can do this and no matter what. But like I said, get healthy, stay healthy, and until next time, I really do love you and thank God for all of you that has supported me through this. And guess what? Together, we're better.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.